Hello and welcome to our second podcast of the 2018 Belize Mission Trip. We are speaking midweek this time. It is Wednesday, am I correct? So we've spent a couple days here, and I guess the question for the group is, what are your thoughts midweek? Any highlights? Anything from the past couple days that you weren't expecting? Anything we've learned?
I guess my highlight from today is when I was working with three students, and one of them asked me if she could sing a song, and it didn't have to do with math or writing a story, but I thought, sure, they've been working hard, and I thought she meant a pop song, and then when she'd mentioned Rebecca's name, and then when she started to sing, she mentioned her school, and then I realized, and after asking a few more questions, that she had written the song just for Rebecca, and she wanted to sing it to her. And that made me tear up, because it was beautiful. It showed her connection with Rebecca.
I think we're all kind of getting sort of into the routine of the school and settling in a bit. If we were here another 3 months, we could probably do some very significant work. But today I spent most of my morning grading math workbooks, which was great. That took me back a few years, and I had some memories about that. Also had some time helping three little guys with their addition and subtraction, which was a good experience. And then Jim and I spent some time with the boys from Standard 6, and we had some very good discussion, I think, about decision making and choices. And so that went very well, and Jim may have something more to say about that.
I agree, Jeffrey. I think it went very well. The children here don't often have role models, especially the boys, which is the group we had. And I think hearing from a couple of men, not their teachers, not that the teachers wouldn't do a good job, they would, but just hearing from somebody different about the importance of making really good, wise life choices, having to do with what your goals are, what you want your future life to be like, and your description of that as climbing a hill in the early stages of your life makes it easier later on when you can go up one side of the hill, which is hard, but then you get your reward when the back side of the hill is a little bit easier. So I'm hoping that tomorrow we can continue that discussion and maybe get into some specific planning about the guys and what they really think in their hearts their future is and how to make that good future come true.
I guess something that I was feeling at the beginning of the week was, you know, that we only have a week with the kids. And a couple of us mentioned that it can feel kind of daunting when you see, you know, the problems maybe that the struggles the teachers are having with the kids, where maybe some of them are drastically behind in their schooling, and you feel like you don't really have enough time in a week to really make a dent. And I felt a little bit encouraged today when I was working with two little girls on learning the sounds of letters. And the teacher said, you know, if you could please just get two, you know. And I thought to myself, like, two letters with the sounds. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm not a teacher, you know. I'm hoping that I'll be able to really, you know, do well and keep them on task, etc. I was feeling a little nervous about it. But really just having them out of the class, like just having that one-on-one, you know, having that, there's like a different kind of focus. You really feel like, okay, this extra hand, you know, in teaching is really useful. It is needed. You know, because sometimes I'll feel like maybe I'm going into class and I'm wondering whether I'm really able to lend a hand or if I'm, you know, maybe just distracting the kids a little bit. So it was really nice to have that where when I was teaching and they were actually learning, you know, this was something that obviously had been around for a while, that they had been behind on these letters. To have that, you know, the change happen within an hour was really encouraging. Yeah.
I've really enjoyed spending time with all the kids in the school. Today we took the younger kids outside with a parachute and had them throwing it up in the air, flapping it, running with it, and it was just really cool to see how excited they were. We had balls in it and they were kind of flying everywhere, but it was really fun to spend that time with the kids. But then on the other side, it's been great to spend time with the older girls as well and get to know them and build those relationships and talk to those girls about, you know, more serious things, about what they're going to do when they leave school, you know, how they look at themselves, and just have those conversations with them. So it's been really great getting to know the kids from all ages.
My highlight today was working with the children in what would be the equivalent of a grade four class. And they were very excited about writing letters back to the children of the grade four class in Canada at Garden Creek School. And the delight that they took in being able to answer the questions from the other children, and I was also impressed with their ability to put that into writing and do it quite well. And so it was a very positive experience, and I'm looking forward to taking the letters home to Garden Creek School.
Miss Jane, the principal of St. Hilda's School, had asked us if we would take some time, which we did today with the older group. It's in Standard 6, so they're between the ages of 12 and 15. And what we did actually last night, we sat and thought about what we were actually going to be able to do for them. And Miss Jane had said to us that a lot of them have self-esteem issues and aren't from, you know, homes that aren't broken, that are broken up, and they're not getting what they seem to need. So last night we took some time, the ladies' cabin, and we got together and we wrote every girl in the 5 and 6 a motivational saying, and made sure it was on their desk this morning when they went in. And we also did the same for the boys that were in 5 and 6. And then a brilliant mind in the cabin said, let's do it for the teachers. And we also had a saying for the teachers. And today it was really neat to see them carry them around in their pocket and to hear what the teachers had to say by saying, thank you, you've made my day, just by having a motivational saying put on their desk. So I thought that was pretty cool today.
One of the big takeaways for me midweek is to really have seen and appreciate how difficult a job it is to teach in a school that doesn't have many resources. Parents are not engaged at all. The culture influence isn't great. And yet these teachers are, I think, and we've all said it, exceptional.
Yeah.
They bring the spiritual side of the Anglican Church school into everyday teaching. They start with devotions, they pray before lunch, they pray often during the day. There's a student's devotion, there's teacher's devotions, and there's good, solid teaching going on with limited resources. So for me, that's the big takeaway and the great thing that I've appreciated about the week.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, the teachers are outstanding. And the classroom that I'm in, the teacher did an excellent job with the devotions this morning. It was fabulous, really. I would shrink to think that I could step into her shoes and do the same kind of job. And with what she's got to work with, she's doing an excellent job. So, yeah, I would second that, Jim, for sure.
All right, well, thanks for everyone listening to this podcast. I hope that you'll stay tuned as we have more to come.